Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Massachusetts is going through a boom in big data. That industry grew here by 10% in 2015 and added more than $2 billion in investment in just the past 2 years. That's according to a new report from the Massachusetts Technology Collaborative. So to take a closer look, we're joined by Peter Cohen. He teaches entrepreneurship at Babson College and is a startup economy columnist for Forbes. He's also an investor in startups, but he has no investments in the big data field. But he joins us now. Peter Cohen, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Meghna.
So you've written about the big data business here in Massachusetts. How significant is this $2 billion in additional investment we've seen in the last couple of years?
It's fairly significant. I wrote about this back in 2012 when there were about 120 companies in the big data field, according to the report. And since then, the number has gone up quite a bit to 537. Back then, there were about 12,000 employees. And I was looking at the current report, and it didn't really specify exactly how many employees there are. So I guess I would say that overall, it's an important industry, but it's not huge in terms of the number of people or even the number of companies. But it is a very basic skill that we do have here compared to Silicon Valley.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you about more about that in just a second. But, I mean, what is unique about the particular Massachusetts skill set? And by the way, are we seeing, when we say big data companies, are we seeing, you know, is it data analytics companies? Is it data infrastructure companies? Like, what kind of big data are we talking about?
It's a lot of different pieces, but the two biggest ones are the ones you mentioned. First of all, there's the infrastructure for storing and retrieving data. Then there's the ability to analyze all the data and come to some very quick decisions about what to do about it. We have great skills here in Massachusetts, and I was fortunate to study with some of those people who are the big brains behind this at MIT. Those skills have been around for decades, and they are really things that we are really great here at doing in Massachusetts.
Okay, and so you were talking about Silicon Valley just a second ago.
Yes.
Make the comparison. Is big data also an area of growth there, or are we outdoing the Valley?
Well, actually, in Silicon Valley, there is more big data there, and the primary reason is because the people who are doing big data are much closer to the sources of the data that are being analyzed. Specifically, I'm talking about Facebook and Twitter and all the social media companies that are out there generate all the data that gets analyzed, and so they hire these people who are called data scientists, and there are companies out there like Cloudera, which are doing big data analytics for all sorts of different industries because they're closer to the source of data, whereas here we are developing some really important technologies, but we are not as close to the data that's being analyzed, so we're not quite as big of a player as the companies out in Silicon Valley.
So, Peter Cohen, does that mean that we're at risk of losing the big data businesses that we are nurturing here?
I don't think we are in danger of losing them because we have some really innovative technologies, particularly in both the data storage area and the data analysis area. But the problem is that both of these areas are extremely competitive, and we're also heading into a decline in the investment cycle. This current investment cycle peaked out in 2014, and it's going downhill rather quickly.
Wait, so we're talking about the boom in big data when you say that we're on a decline now?
Yes, exactly. There's a little bit of a synchronization issue here. I don't know what the report was written about last year, and usually what happens is I've studied these booms. I studied what happens during the dot-com era and also what's happening in the current era, and what usually happens is that the maximum level of investment usually happens about a year after the IPO market peaks.
Mm.
So the IPO market peaked in 1999 and during the dot-com bubble, and the investment in internet-related and technology companies peaked at $105 billion in 2000, the year after. Now what we're seeing is that the recent boom, the IPO market peaked in 2014. It was down 30-40% in 2015, whereas the venture capital investment actually peaked in 2015 at about $60 billion. But 2016 is turned out to be a terrible year. There have been no IPOs,
we're only in March. I'm gonna maintain my optimism here,
Peter. Please maintain your optimism. And one thing I really want to say is that I have talked to many people here in the Boston area who are in the data industry who are telling me that the venture capitalists are going and telling their companies, we're not investing anymore in your companies, so you better figure out a way of getting to break even.
Wow.
So there's definitely been a change of heart, a very sudden one since last fall.
Well, I want to ask you one more question before I let you go. I'm still thinking what you said about Silicon Valley and being close to where the data are being generated.
Yeah.
I mean, does that not speak to the continued importance of growing the ecosystem, if I can put it that way, here overall, and that for as long as Massachusetts doesn't have a Facebook or a Twitter or a whatever to sort of feed the big data analyzers, that maybe we'll always be slightly hobbled?
I think there's some truth to that, but I think there's plenty of activity to go around. And you know, when you look at some of the big data companies now, they are doing quite a lot of analysis of marketing data that's relevant to companies besides Facebook and, I mean, the advertisers. So there's an awful lot of business opportunity for our companies here. But I will say that Silicon Valley is probably going to continue to have the edge.
Peter Cohen teaches entrepreneurship at Babson College and is a startup economy columnist for Forbes, talking to us about a new report from the Mass Tech Collaborative about the growth of big data businesses here in Massachusetts. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Meghna.